Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Kuv Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Ayin Gimel, Amud Beis, the second Mishnah of Halacha Zayin. Yoshev Echad al Pesach v'le Milo'u, v'yoshev Hasheni Milo'u, Hasheni Chayav. Reuven sat in the doorway and didn't fill it, and Shimon sat next to him and filled it, thereby trapping a deer in the house. Shimon is liable. Yoshev Rishon al Pesach v'le'u, v'Hasheni, v'yoshev Lai B'sedoi, If a vision, Omer the vision, the halach loy, a vision, chay, a vision chay, vasheni potter. If Reuven sat in and filled the width of the doorway, and Shimon sat next to him, and also filled the width, even if Reuven left and Shimon remained, Reuven is liable, and Shimon is exempt. Maza deimel, lenoyle, spesai, leshoimoy, venimsa, svi, shomer, besoichay. Shimon is like one who locked his house to guard the contents, and a deer was found inside. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shammai boy, mo litain lifnehem mazonis. Rabbi Shammai asked, may one put food in front of a deer that entered one's house in the way that the Mishnah discussed on Shabbos? Eva kihai kiahi detaninan tamon, einos in maim lifne tvoivim lifne yoinim shibashaybach shain oisim takona ladawa shainim in a mochon, vacha kain. The answer is no, like a Mishnah teaches that one may not put water in front of bees or in front of doves in a dovecot because they don't make solutions for something not prepared. And the same applies here. Shammai boy, mo l'chvesalav kli. Shammai asked, may one put a kli over a bird that became trapped in one's house on Shabbos? Yevaki had the amr of Shimon, beyubyanai, ani lo shamati me'aba achvesi amali mishmoi, beitza shenol de biyomtev, semchina kli, beshur shalitis galgil, aber in kofna l'akli. The Amoraim disagreed about the answer to the question. Like Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yannai said, I didn't hear this from my father, but my sister told me in his name that an egg laid on Yom Tov, one may support it with a kli, left it roll, but one may not put a kli over it. Shmuel Amar in Afgrifin on a kli, whereas Shmuel said that one may also put a kli over it. Shammai boy, Mao lekoshoi bachevel. Shammai asked, may one tie it with a rope? Yevki hide it. The Amr of Shimon ben Elazar, Mutal Ishtamish al Sidadei, she say Ilan b'Shabbos, he says the Ilan, he Sidadei Behema. Kol she Mutal Ishtamish al Sidadei Behema, Mutal Kashoi, or she also Ishtamish al Sidadei Behema, also Kashoi. The Gemara says this is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, permitted to use the sides of a tree on Shabbos. The same applies to sides of a tree and sides of an animal. It's whenever one may use the sides of an animal, one may tie it, and if one may not use sides of an animal, one may not tie it. Adnolach, Perek Ha'ireg. We now begin the next Perek, it's Perek Shmoyne Shratzim. Shmoyne Shratzim Ha'ruim B'Teira. I saw them Achayv Vahen Chayv. If one traps or wounds any of the eight Shratzim listed in the Torah, he is liable. Mashal Shkratzim V'Mosim Achayv Vahen Potter. Regarding other Shkratzim V'Mosim, which is vermin and creepy coolies, if one wounds them, he is exempt. Hatzadon asech chayev shel asech potter. If he traps him for a need, he's liable. If it was not for a need, then he's exempt. Chaya v'oif shibur shusai asadon potter v'chayev v'hem chayev. Animals or birds in his rishus, in his own domain, one who traps them is exempt, one who wounds them is liable. The Gemara says, Rabbi Zvikin b'shem, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda omar, if palgan of Yechon Hashem in Lakish chadam madir ekol, Nchana amal, by machlekes, v'liyadal man amada, or man amada. Zikan, quoting Yehuda, said that Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish argue about this. One of them said that all agree to our Mishnah. One of them said it's an argument, means it's like Rabbi Yochanan Nui, and unlike Rabbanan, we don't know who said this and who said that. And Rabbi Zera, nifarish milehain to Rabbanan, min milehain. Zera says, we'll explain the words of our Rabbeim from their words. The taninan tamon, Elu she'ayu esihim kibusarom, or ha'adam, or chazir shol yeshuv. There's a Mishnah that says that the following skins are like the flesh, skins of man and domestic pigs. Rabbi Yosi Yomer af or chazir shol ba'al. Rabbi Yosef says even skin of a wild pig is like the flesh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui says that the skin of all eight tamei shvatzim is tahor. Rabbi Yochanan omer lo shonu ela le'isur le'tumah, Avdon al-Kais, or who may like an alav mishem nevela. Rabbi Yochanan said this is only for Issa to eat it, meaning, and for Tumah. But for Lashiv, means for eating it, it is considered skin. One is not lashed for it for Novela. Midoraisa will agree that it is skin, and also for Shabbos, they argue about whether or not Chacham decreed Tumah and Issa. Mishim Melokish Amal, Mishnah Tamima Shana Rebbe Ben Le'Esa Ben Le'Lokais Ben Le'Tumah. Mishnah said that Rebbe taught the complete Mishnah. It's for Issa, and for Lashes, and for Tumah. They tend to argue about whether or not it's considered skin in Midoraisa, and also for Shabbos. We have a bais that supports one, which is the Yochanan, and a bais that supports the other one, which is Reish Lakish. Masnisa Masayla of Yochanan, Shmuel Shvatzim Yishlahem Ayuis. As a bais that supports the Yochanan, the eight Shvatzim have skin, so one who wounds them on Shabbos is liable. Amar Yochanan Menui, Lefichach Oima Ani Shmuel Shvatzim Yishlahem Ayuis. Yochanan Menui says that therefore I say that the eight Shvatzim have skin, also for Issa and Tumah. Masnisa Masayla of Yishim Menokish, Achayva of Shvatzim, The bais that supports Reish Lakish, one who wounds Shvatzim on Shabbos, those that have skin is liable, for those that do not have skin is exempt. Yochanan ben Nui, Oimer, should say, Ches, HaShvatzim, Yishlahem, Ayuis. Yochanan ben Nui said that the eight Shvatzim have skin, and this shows that they argue about Shabbos. Yosef Abun, B'Shem Rav, Ohu, Vein Lokin Aleim, Meshum Nevela. If you run quoting Rav that it's skin and one's not lashed to it for Novela. Asik Ahi, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, this is like Rabbi Yochanan taught. Asad Zizin, Zuvin, Agazim, Yetushim, Chayiv, Rabbi Huda Peter. One who traps worms, flies, wasps, or mosquitoes is liable. Rabbi Huda exempts. Rechain, Aya Rabbi Huda Oime, in Chayav me Ela al Dava, Shadar Koi, Litzud. So Yud used to say that one's liable only for something that's normally trapped. Hasad Chagovim Vertal Potter Misharav Chayev. One who traps grasshoppers when they're due means they can't see, so it's as if they're considered trapped already. If a peasant does that, then he's exempt. One who traps them when it's hot, then he is liable. Lazbin Achavai Oimer Af Bisharav Bashashan Akalchim Potter. Elazar bin Achavai says, even when it's hot, when they are swarming, it's easy to catch them, and he's exempt. Asad Zvi Chigel Suma Chile Cotton Pater Yashan Chayev Dukamit Chadu Pater Chadu. One who traps a deer that is lame, blind, sick, or very young, he's exempt. If it was sleeping, he's liable. While sleeping, it closes one eye and opens one, so it's not considered trapped. Rabbi Yannai forbade killing a wasp on Shabbos. The Tani came Chamishim Ne'eragim on Shabbos, Zvuv, Mitzvi, Utsira, Shebeninva, Ba'akrav, Shebehadiyos, Nachash, Shebe'etzisol, Ve'kelev Shoyta, Shebechol Mokim. We support this. Rabbi Yisa, five may be killed on Shabbos. An Egyptian fly, a wasp of it specifically from Nineveh, a scorpion of Hadayos, a snake of in Eretz Yisrael, and a wild dog anywhere. Masa shenafal nachash b'Shabbos v'amad nafti echad v'ha'ogoy, amar Rebbe paga boy k'yetze boy. A case occurred in which a snake fell on Shabbos and someone from Nefat killed it, but we said it encountered someone improper like it. Lemin adram ha'negram b'Shabbos inun. The Gemara asked, well, why did Rebbe say so? Is it not one of the things that one may kill on Shabbos? The answer is that that's when it's coming to damage, and the snake was not coming to damage. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha teaches in a Baisa that one who sees a snake or scorpion within four amos, it's proper that he die through it, but Shemayim had mercy on him. Amar Rabbi Shimon, the Midr al-Murim, Bezman Shalei Hogan. Avlim Hogan, Lai Niru Lai Ela Shehagim. The Shuren says, when is this? It's when he didn't kill them. But if he killed them, they appeared to him only so that he will kill them. Achamayim Benkach Benkach, Lai Niru Lai Ela B'schus. Acham say, in either case, whether he killed them or escaped them, they appeared to him only in his merit. Siv, Shim Muzois Kala Amim Hazina Kol Yeshe Chalet, V'acha Amar, V'bi Abo, V'abonon. It says in the Pasuk in Tehillim Perk, Mem Tes, Pasuk base. Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all you inhabitants of the earth. Rabbi, in the name of Rabbi Apo and Rabbanon, disagreed about this. Chad Amar Lamaru, Moishel, Kol Baya Olam, Vachulda. Ela Lefi Shekol, Ma Sheyesh B'Yabosha, Yesh B'Yam, Har B'Minim B'Yam, Ma She'en B'Yabosha, Ve'en Chol B'Yam. One of them said that why are all who enter the world compared to a weasel? Rather, it is because everything on the dry land, there's something corresponding in the sea, and there are many species in the sea without something corresponding in the land, and there's no weasel in the sea. The other one said, why are all who enter the world compared to a weasel? This weasel drags food and deposits and does not know for whom it deposits. So to all who enter the world, drag and deposit, and don't know for whom they leave their wealth. As the Pasuk says, Yitzbo v'layeda mi oisham. He piles up, and he doesn't know who's going to gather it. The Mishnah said, animals or birds in his rishus. One who traps them is exempt, one who wounds them is liable. They amu elesh b'rishus ha'rishus adam. I am Einem Bushus Adam Chayev. The Gemara points out this only if they are in that person's, means the owner's Bushus. If they're not in that person's Bushus, means they went to another Chatsa, and he returned them to his Chatsa, then he's liable. And Rabbi Yosef had the Amma, Shor Shemoad Hatzade B'Shabbos Chayev. Rabbi Yosef therefore infers that if an ox rebels and doesn't let one hold it, one who traps it on Shabbos is liable. Avon to Kisarin b'shem Rav Avdan or Oif Muta Lechtefalav Mezuzah. Avon of Kisarin, quoting Rabbi Avdan, said that the skin of a bird, when we write a mezuzah on it, since our Mishnah obligates one who wounds a bird, it shows that its skin is considered skin.